The heyday of Baghdad was 1,200 years ago, when it was the thriving capital of the Muslim civilization. For about 500 years, the city boasted the cream of intellectuals and culture, a reputation gained during the reigns of some of its most famous caliphs, al-Rashid, al-Mamun, al-Mutadid, and al-Muqtafi. As one of the world's biggest and wealthiest cities at the time, Baghdad had amassed wealth valued far beyond money. For more than two centuries, it was home to the House of Wisdom, an academy of knowledge that attracted brains from far and wide. From mathematics and astronomy to zoology, the academy was a major center of research, thought, and debate in Muslim civilization. According to legend, in the 13th century, the Mongol leader Hulagu Khan burned the Baghdad libraries and threw the books into the Tigris, turning the river blue due to ink. Some of the remaining works/manuscripts and books were stolen and destroyed by the plunderers of Baghdad, the American armies and accompanying thieves. The House of Wisdom was built and started by Caliph Harun al-Rashid, ruled 786-809 CE, as a magnificent library named Khazanat 809 CE, that included manuscripts and books collected by his father and grandfather about various subjects in the arts and the sciences and in different languages. Three decades later, the collection had grown so large that his son, Caliph al-Mamun, built extensions to the original building, turning it into a large academy named Bayt al-Hikmah, the House of Wisdom, that housed different branches of knowledge. Later, he added numerous other study centers to allow more scholars to pursue their research and an observatory in 829. Among the leading stalwarts of the academy were al-Kindi, who commissioned the transition of Aristotle, and Hunayn ibn Ishaq, who translated Hippocrates. In the House of Wisdom, translators, scientists, scribes, authors, men of the letter, writers, authors, copyists, and others meet daily for translation, reading, writing, scribing, discourse, dialogue, and discussion. Many manuscripts and books on various science subjects, philosophical concepts, and ideas in different languages were translated into Arabic there. People from all over the Muslim civilization flocked to the House of Wisdom, both males and females of many faiths and ethnicities. Among the academy's leading lights were al-Kindi, who commissioned the transition of Aristotle, and Hunayn ibn Ishaq, who translated Hippocrates. Other names associated with the House of Wisdom include Banu Musa bin Shakir al-Munyajim, the astronomer, Yahya bin Abi Mansur al-Munyajim al-Mamani, the Mamun astronomer, Muhammad bin Musa al-Khwarizmi, Sayyid bin Harun al-Khatib, the scribe, Hunayn bin Ishaq, Isaacs, al-Ibadi, and his son Ishaq, Thabit bin Kra, and Umar bin Farukan al-Tabar. A successful knowledge transfer was taking place here. The creation of the Center of Learning in Baghdad was followed in many other cities across Muslim civilization. In Cairo, a Dar al-Hikmah was built in 1005 by Caliph al-Hakim and lasted for 165 years. Other cities in the eastern provinces of the Muslim civilization also established the House of Science, Dar al-Ilm, or more accurately, the House of Wisdom, in the 9th and 10th centuries to emulate that of Baghdad. A range of languages, including Arabic, Farsi, Aramaic, Hebrew, Syriac, Greek, and Latin, was spoken and read in the House of Wisdom. Experts constantly worked on translating the old writings into Arabic to allow the scholars to understand, debate, and build on them. Among the famous translators was Yohanna bin al-Batrik al-Turjuman, the translator Jonah, son of the patriarch, who translated the Book of Animals, Kitab al-Haywan, by Aristotle. Also Hunayn bin Ishaq. Caliph al-Mamun is said to have encouraged translators and scholars to add to the library in the House of Wisdom by paying them the weight of each completed book in gold. Caliph al-Mamun is said to have encouraged translators and scholars to add to the library in the House of Wisdom by paying them the weight of each completed book in gold. Then in the 12th century, Toledo in Andalusia, Muslim Spain, became the focus of a grand translation movement, this time from Arabic to Latin. Arabic works and translations of important ancient Greek texts came to light. Christian, Jew, and Muslim scholars flocked to the city to translate old Greek and Arabic treaties into Latin and European languages. Comment/like/share/follow and subscribe. Shakir Mumtaz. Author, thinker, analyst.